B-Pod Studios.
And on the line right now is Eric Carabel. Andrew, who brings us Eric Carabel, our fantasy football expert?
Eric Carabel is brought to us by our friends at Family Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family Company Jewelers your first stop for the fantasy engagement ring. Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right, on the line, Eric, how are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. And the Eagles, 5-4. It's an ugly 5-4, but now they're on the bye. And you've actually had a bit of a hot hand predicting the Eagles. So I'm going to let you, before we get into all the fantasy football questions, and we're going to take some calls today from people with the questions. How would you forecast the rest of the Eagles season since you've been so good at it lately?
I think they can split the next two, New England, Seattle. I actually think they can beat New England. I think Seattle's a little bit tougher at this point. Yeah, Seattle has a better running game at this point. I think the defense on Seattle makes big plays just like New England does. New England's competition obviously stepped up against Baltimore. But in the final five, I really think they can win them all. Dallas is at home. Giants are terrible. Washington and Miami are terrible. So I still think this could be a 10-win team, and I still think they can win the division.
There you go. And I'm going to go with you because you were right. You've been right about 4 weeks in a row. We haven't been taking a lot of calls, so I'm going to let the callers get in some questions, and then we'll ask some from social media and from email. Bill in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabel. What's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have three receivers. I need one. I have Christian Kirk, John Brown, and DK Metcalf. Need one.
All good options. Like them all this week, actually.
I think, with John Brown, you're getting a level of competency every week. He and Michael Thomas, the only guys, the only receivers at 50 yards every week, maybe gets in the end zone this week as well. Against Cleveland, they're terrible. I like John Brown this week.
All right, and let's go to Stan in Hatboro. He has a question for Eric Carabel here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. I need two running backs. I have David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, Dustin Eckler, and Todd Gurley.
Wow. And how many you need two?
And PPR league.
Okay, that makes it. David Johnson, I think, is a must play this week. And I think Eckler over Gordon. He catches more passes. Gurley catches no passes. We don't know if Gordon played well last week because of the competition. But to me, the floor on Eckler is higher. And David Johnson, if he's active, you got to have Mac.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's keep rolling along. We'll go to Jim in Washington Township. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabel asking fantasy football questions.
What's up, Eric? I need two to start in a flex PPR. Kirk for Arizona, Woods, or Golden Tate?
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I would say Kirk is probably the first guy there. His quarterback plays well. Tampa Bay's defense is not. I would go with Kirk first. Second there, probably Woods. I mean, they're not going to have Brandon Cooks for a while, so I do think Robert Woods gets some more targets.
Thank you.
All right. Andrew, you have one from the 97.5 The Fanatic account.
Yeah, this one's from Nick. He's asking, it's a non-PPR league, Allen Robinson or Austin Hooper for his flex this week?
It's going to be Robinson. His quarterback's been terrible, but the opponent this week is also pretty bad. So I'll play Robinson. There's very few tight ends that I will play over borderline top 20 wide receivers. I still don't think Hooper's one of them. And we don't know if Matt Ryan's playing either. That's a problem.
That's a good point. All right, I have Tristan Holman asking me on my Twitter at Ty Johnson News. Mahomes is supposed to be back. Is it Stafford or Mahomes? Is Mahomes an automatic start right away?
I mean, the only guy I have ahead of Mahomes this week is Lamar Jackson. Mahomes is the number four quarterback in average points per game. Not number one, he's number four. So you could make a case for any of the big three over him, but Stafford wouldn't be one of them.
All right, and I also have another one here. Russell Wilson versus San Francisco or Kyler Murray versus Tampa Bay?
I'd still play Wilson. He makes too many things happen, especially with his legs as well. So I to me, I want Kyle Murray. I have him ranked high this week, but I would still play Wilson.
Yeah, another question people are asking, does Lockett lose value with some of the moves that the Seahawks have made?
I don't know how many times we have been burned by Josh Gordon in the past. Honestly, the last big year was 2013. Mm-hmm. People are way overrating this move. I'm not even sure he finished the season with this team. If you want to go pick up Josh Gordon and stash him in a bench spot, go ahead. But I don't think this hurts Lockett or DK Metcalf at all.
All right, right here, Scott Roberts says he needs a defense. Do you go, would he, these are all available, according to him, Ravens, 49ers, or the Steelers.
I have Ravens number one for the week. Remember, wow. This is a rookie quarterback, Ryan Finley, who's starting, and A.J. Green is not going to play, it doesn't look like. So I have the Ravens as a number one defense of the week.
All right, another question here. These are guys that he says that these two guys are available. Which one would you pick up, Devin Singletary of the Bills or Damian Williams of the Chiefs?
Clearly Singletary. His future is really bright, good, young rookie in an offense that wants to run. And then there's Damian Williams. If you take away that 91-yard run, he's averaging like 2.2 yards per carry this season. Not him.
All right, I think I know your answer to this, but I want to ask about wide receivers to pick up. Josh Gordon, Zach Pascal, or Devontae Parker. Of those three, would you pick up any of those three? And if so, which one?
I think Parker certainly has some is interesting because they lost Preston Williams this week. And Pascal is interesting because T.Y. Hilton is not going to play for a couple weeks. I don't see anything interesting about Josh Gordon. Can't stay healthy, can't stay consistent and productive. I would rather roster Parker. Definitely gotcha. I'd play him this week.
Okay, Kareem Hunt, he's supposed to be back. Is he worth a look?
Yeah, I'd stash him. I mean, but he's still a third down back at this point. And Nick Chubb is a top five running back for the season. So I'm not sure why Cleveland would just stop using Hunt. I would not stop using Chubb so much. But I'm going to view Hunt the way I do like a Tariq Cohen type, a guy who just catches passes out of backfield.
By the way, I have to say out loud, I know I've told you, I am shocked at how quickly you're able to break this down on the fly. We don't give you any questions ahead of time, and yet you break them all down. It's mesmerizing. Another one, Jordan Matthews. Is he the best fantasy wide receiver on the Eagles right now?
No, it's still Jeffrey. It's still Jeffrey. But I'll tell you what, if you've got Nelson Aguilar on the team, I'm not so sure you're going to want to move Jordan Matthews. Of course, Jordan Matthews has very little value in a normal fantasy league. The fact that they have Matthews helps Zach Ertz because any attention downfield makes it easier for Ertz in the middle. But I still say Alshon.
All right, two more questions. One, you mentioned Zach Ertz. He had a big game last week. Do you think he'll be back to being a top three tight end going forward?
Top three might be a little bit tough. I mean, Obviously Kelsey's there every week. Oakland's guy Waller's there every week. Kittle is there every week. So I think he's like the 4 to 6 range. With Austin Hooper, same type of thing. I don't know if we're going to have consistency, but New England is going to take Ertz out of the game
right.
In 2 weeks, so be careful of that.
And last one, as far as pickups, once again, Noah Fant or Jacob Hollister, do you think either one of them will be a good option going forward?
I think Fant is. He's the rookie. He's the guy who was supposed to be good. They drafted him highly. The good young quarterback that he got in practice squad with. I do think Noah Fant could be a top 10 guy. Hollister, to me, that was just one game.
Just a little bit of a fluke. All right. Well, the fastest 10 minutes of fantasy football in the world. Thanks so much, Eric, as usual. You'll be back with Mike next weekend. Bye week. Everybody, all Eagles fans can relax, but I like that you are positive. You still think 10-6 is possible?
Yeah, absolutely possible.
All right.
You got it.
Thanks a lot, man. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Have a good one.
All right, and that was Eric Carabao. He was brought to us by who, Andrew?
Family Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.